Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Be God, do you again.
Do it again
in my life. Too gentle, say, if you're my own, who cry? Why on all the sky, at school? Only you have passed me. Savior, 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 Savior,
Savior,
Savior, Savior, Savior, Savior, Savior, my humble cry on all my scars only through the past. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, my humble cry
all my scars.
And now, Lord,
He's a
good
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good
King above all our Lord. Oh, yes,
He's a
good Lord. Hallelujah. complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. My soul, Holy Ghost on fire. Thank you, Ghost on fire. Fire burning, fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Lord God, that has made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, that has made the earth and the earth by the outstretched. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great and mighty God. Great in answer, mighty in me, mighty in me. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is to be difficult. Behold, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anything? Is there anything? Anything to avoid. Is there anything? Is there anything to avoid? The fullness of thy Godhead bodily dwelleth in thy law. The fullness of thy Godhead bodily dwelleth in thy law. The fullness that God the body that is the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Complete. Hallelujah. Complete. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before you sit down tonight, there are 5 prayers I want you to pray. And I want you to pray them with holy anger and with violence. Can you say this loud and clear, beloved? Every power assigned to steal my testimony, be chained. Can I hear you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to chain them. Chain them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, agents of Pharaoh, agents of Herod that are pursuing my life. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? In the name of Jesus, that's right. Deal with those power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any native doctor trying to read my destiny, be chained in the name of Jesus. Chain them by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. These last two prayers, it is advisable that you do not allow the voice of the next person to you to overshadow your own. Because this is a prayer that will bring testimonies to people. Satanic astrologers observing my star receive blindness. Can I hear the sister saying that? Is that the loudest sisters can say? Let me hear the brothers. In the name of Jesus, impose blindness upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand on your head as you declare this one. Say this loud and clear. Any arrow fired against my head, hear the word of the living God. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Command them to backfire. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. Retain the hand on your head. Let there be silence. Jesus, you are our rock, you are our strength. You know what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth in you. Anyone in this gathering now that your name is being summoned in darkness, anyone in this gathering now, and the enemy has already fired an arrow into your head, that agenda of the enemy is arrested now. In the name of Jesus. Let every arrow fired against anyone's glory, fired against anyone's brain, let those arrows backfire now. In the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon us. Anoint us this evening. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight, we're going into the book of Judges. The book of Judges. Bow down your head. and speak to the Lord like this. Father, let me be in the right place at the right time. Open your mouth and declare it. Amen. Praise the Lord. The book of Judges is an interesting book, telling us that any time that God is made the tail and not the head, problem happens. Tonight we are looking at what I call the lap of Delilah. The lap of Delilah. And that takes us into Judges chapter 16, verse 18. Judges 16, 18. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up the sons, for he had showed me all his heart. I'm praying for you that with your own mouth, you will not reveal your secret to your enemy. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. Verse 19. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Very sad. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. The Spirit of God had left, but he did not know. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters of brass. He did grind in the prison house. I'm prophesying to somebody here that you will not grind in the prison house of your enemy. The book of Judges is the history of Israel during a time when God still ruled his people through men called judges. Samson was born under the Nazareth vow. His birth was prophesied by the angels of God. Under the covenant of the Nazarite, no razor must touch his head. He must not drink wine or strong drink. He was dedicated to the Lord. Dedicated from birth. And listen to me carefully. Anytime you are dedicated from birth, your parents dedicated you to God, and you live a life opposite to that dedication, you will certainly suffer. If you were born and your parents look, and they named you Samuel, if you bend away from that anointing, you're in trouble. Your parents look at you and they say, well, let's call him Joshua. Let's call him Isaiah. Let's call him Isaac. And then those who gave you that name is a name of dedication. Your parents look at you and say, let's give this one Ruth. Let this one be Esther. Let this one be Deborah. Those are covenant names, dedication names. If you deviate from the path of those women, you will certainly suffer. Immediately you are dedicated from birth like this, others may be doing some certain things. You cannot do it. Others may be playing games with their destiny. You can't play those games. Others could be roaming around with all kinds of ladies and men on the streets. You cannot do it. Immediately you, a child of dedication, put your hand on those things, heaven's turn against you. Samson was a dedicated child like that. He was chosen to deliver God's people. He was a Nazarite set apart. He was to abstain from wine. He was forbidden to cut his hair. He could not touch a dead body or touch any unclean thing. Before we got to this chapter 16, Samson had torn apart a lion with his bare hands. Before we go to this chapter 16, Samson, the man with amazing strength, he went to the forest, caught 300 foxes, and he tied their tails together. He set them on fire and let them go into the enemy's crops. Look at that kind of strength. When man sees fox, they run. But for somebody to catch one fox, catch another fox, and was tying their tail, 300, set them on fire, throw them into the enemy's camp. It's supernatural strength. Before this chapter 16, Samson took the jawbone of an ass. And with the jawbone of an ass, he killed 1,000 men. That was the strength that the Almighty had given to him. But then, he was fighting along one arena. By the time the enemy changed the strategy of the battle, he was not aware. Samson did not understand that the strategy had changed. He saw this beautiful woman, Delilah, and he went to his parents and he said, "Marry her for me, because she pleased me well." He didn't say, "Marry her for me, because God said she's my wife." No. "Marry her for me, because she pleased me well." To marry a man because of handsomeness is like buying a house because of the paint. To marry a woman because of beauty is like buying a car because of the tire. It's opposite things. "Marry her for me, for she pleased me well." Samson eventually married his enemy. The battle strategy had changed. I pray that the words I'm speaking to you tonight, that the Lord will open the inner ears of some who are listening to me now and understand that they are playing at the edge of powerlessness, at the edge of hellfire. You have to be careful who you marry. 90% of your success in life will depend on who you marry. Delilah went into battle with Samson. It wasn't a battle of physical strength now. It was a different battle entirely. By the time that battle started, the strength of Samson became useless. Delilah did not mean Samson any good. The parents of Samson told him, he said, "Ha, there are so many women in Israel. Why are you going to that place?" He said, "No, marry her for me, for she pleased me well." Delilah did not love Samson. And very soon, she began to pester him. "What's the secret of your power? What's the secret of your power?" And Samson was playing games. Tell him one lie or the other, one lie or the other, until he now let out the secret. The first of all said, "If they bind me with 7 green vines that never dried, they will catch me." It was a lie. They bound with 7 green vines. And the woman came and said, "This Philistine be upon thee, Samson." Samson thought the thing apart and wasted the Philistines. The woman said, "Ah, you told me a lie. Okay, if you bind me with new ropes, you'll be able to conquer me." They bound Samson with new ropes. Again, he broke the ropes apart and wasted the Philistines. He was playing with his anointing, playing with the power of God in his life. Very soon, he let out the secret of the enemy. "If you weave my 7 locks of hair into a web and pin it to the wall." Samson finally revealed his secret. No razor has ever touched his head. He slept on the lap of the enemy. Beware of the lap of Delilah. There is no Delilah again now to put out his lap for you to put your head in. But there is a spiritual representative of the lap of Delilah. What is Delilah's lap now? I will go ahead and try and explain to you slowly. Delilah's lap is any association that de-anoints you. Any association that de-anoints you. Anything you are linked with that reduces the power of God in your life is the lap of Delilah. Anything that you are associated with that reduces your spiritual fire, it is the lap of Delilah. And once you fall on the lap of Delilah, your next journey will be to the witchcraft Baba and they will gather and cut off the glory of the person. Any association at all that you are into now that de-anoints you, that makes you do things that de-anoints you, it is Delilah's lap. What is Delilah's lap in these days? Any friendship that you have that chases God far away from you, that your so-called boyfriend, girlfriend, fiancé, anytime you go there, you are de-anointed, you are made powerless, it is Delilah's lap. That man that is giving you contract, you are a married woman, and he's slapping your bottom, slapping your breast, is Delilah's lap. Any friendship that you have, that if the trumpet sounds, you and your friend are going to hellfire, is Delilah's lap. Any business friend that you have, and that business friend is serving a God different from your God, it is Delilah's lap. And your next journey will be witchcraft barbers, where they cut off people's glory. I'm praying here seriously tonight that anyone whose head is presently on Delilah's lap, and already the witchcraft barber has started to work, you shall be delivered by fire in the name of Jesus. If I were in your shoes, my amen would be loud and clear. What is Delilah's lap? It's any relationship that magnetizes you towards hellfire. Any relationship that magnetizes you to hellfire. Any relationship that you have that does not make you move towards heaven. Any relationship that you have that pushes you far away, far away, far away from the things of heaven becomes a Delilah's lap. And pray once again that anything that magnetizes anyone's head to hellfire shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. This is a serious matter, and a lot of people are falling flat on Delilah's lap, and their ear have been cut off. Some who claim to be young now, you just think you are young, but you have been barbed in secondary school. The witchcraft barbers have already barbed your hair. So technically in the spiritual realm, you are a bald person. You just think you are a young man. You're not young anymore. An 80-year-old man is younger than you because you have been barbed by witchcraft barbers. What is Delilah's lap? Anywhere you go that saps your spiritual power, you go there strong. By the time you come out weak, very weak. Anywhere you go that saps your spiritual power. We're praying for a lady now. She followed a friend to a party, and the party went on and on. All she remembered last was that they gave her this drink they called Chapman. She didn't know that the drink was drugged. That was the last thing she remembered. By the time she opened her eyes, she opened her eyes to find a man on top of her, raping her. Four of them were in the room, and they were doing video camera of the raping. But that is not the problem. The problem was that when police arrested them, police took them to the hospital. Three of them had HIV. One did not have. So, meaning that they have already transferred that infirmity into this lady. It will have favored her better if she slept on her bed that night and didn't go out, or she sat down and took her Sunday school booklet and began to study it. But when a preacher is saying all these things, they look at the preacher and say, what kind of difficult people are these? Everything that people enjoy in life, they say, is bad, it's bad, it's bad. The preacher who is shouting, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, he's trying to help you. Because the preacher will not go with you for deliverance when you get yourself into trouble. And all the preacher can do is to say, come out in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Receive the fire of God. You demon, let her go, let him go. He has no power to remove anything. Because at the end of the day, it's the Almighty that will answer those prayers. So the man is saying, release her, let her go, let the affliction be removed. He is not the one suffering the affliction. He's just praying. And it's easier to pray than to be suffering the affliction. I pray that all those who come to MFM and also witchcraft, they have blocked their ears. And so they don't hear the word of God to obey it. They shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. that saps your spiritual power. It is Delilah's lap. Delilah's lap. What is Delilah's lap? Any activity that makes you gamble with your destiny. Any activity you are doing, and you are gambling with your destiny, it is Delilah's lap. That is, you are gambling with the calling of God for your life. It is Delilah's lap. Oh, I better let you know now. Because that destiny you are gambling with, you can't replace it. Once the egg of destiny breaks, you can't replace it at all. There are thousands and thousands of people who come to our meetings. When you begin to pray in the spirit realm, when you see the level God expects them to be and the level they are, you, as a prophet, you cry. There are people who listen to me tonight. If not for the fact that one day they went and put their head on Delilah's lap and the witchcraft barbed away their glory, they are supposed to be multi-billionaires. I didn't say millionaire. And they know, even prophets tell them, that say, you are a rich man. You are supposed to be rich. You're supposed to be rich. But the prophet will not be able to explain that one day, you went into a chemist or somewhere, you bought a condom, tragedy number one. Put it in your pocket. Tragedy number two. Then you located the Delilah. Tragedy number three. And you began to sleep with Delilah. Tragedy number four. After the thing, you slept. Delilah slept. You thought she had slept, but she did not sleep. All she did was to transfer all your virtues by a spiritual tap to the spirit realm and emptied you completely. And you wake up from your sleep and said, darling, that was fun. It's not fun. I've just destroyed your destiny. And then later, you come to the church to pray. After you have already harvested the result of putting your head on the head of Delilah. Some business places will never work because the owner of the business was sleeping with Delilah inside the business. This is a serious matter. I remember when I was still an external examiner. We go to various universities to examine students. I was invited to University of Benin as an external examiner to come and examine the master students. I arrived there. The head of department, Professor something, welcomed me. They took me to the vice chancellor's guest house. They lodged me inside. They told me where to eat. They gave me everything. They made me comfortable. And I said, thank you very much. But as the professor was about to go, he came back to me. He said, Dr. Lukoya, do you want bush meat? Bush meat. What bush meat? I didn't understand. But the driver who brought me from Lagos started laughing. He understood. He said, bush meat. He said, but they serve bush meat here. If I want to eat, I'll buy it. He said, you don't understand. It's okay, I will explain. He said, do you want a woman who will keep you company here for the night? It was now my turn to laugh. I said, Professor, hear me and hear me well. You got it wrong. You are the bush meat, not they. They know what they are doing. It's you that you don't understand what you are doing. I said, what do you mean, sir? I said, those people you are calling bush meat, they are the hunters. I said, Professor, I hope you have not touched them before. He scratched his head and was going away. Any activity that makes you gamble with your destiny is Delilah's lap. Delilah's lap. It is heavy loss on the part of heaven. When you get born again, year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, you are six, and God is investing so much in you, is anointing you, teaching you, loading you, all of a sudden, for just 5 minutes, put your head on the head of a lap of a Delilah, and you waste everything. And you think that you can just say, hey girl, forgive me, I'm sorry, and he will just leave you alone. Well, he may forgive you, but the consequences of what you have done, you will certainly receive the strokes for it. The Bible says, the servant who knows the will of the master and does not do it shall receive many stripes. But the one that does not know, he shall receive fewer stripes.
But they both shall receive stripes. Those who knew and did not know, both of them will be subjected to punishment.
I said, I didn't know. I just escorted my friend there. And I knew it. They held my neck down. They were raping me.
Whether you know or you don't know, you will still receive stripes. Because the Bible says, though hands be joined in hand, no sinner will go unpunished.
What is the Delilah slap?
Is any place you go and God's angels will not go with you, or they will walk out. Anywhere you go, God's angels will not go with you, or they walk out when you enter. This Delilah slap. All of you here going to film houses, it is Delilah slap. Because if any tragedy should happen inside that film house, you will not be delivered because nobody sent you there. All those places you go to, and you're not supposed to be there.
Say, well, I just want to socialize. I didn't drink beer. They just served me minerals. I was drinking minerals. Although everybody surrounding you, they were drinking beer. You are not supposed to be there. I was invited to somebody's burial outing ceremony many years back. I was the only Pentecostal pastor those days when I still had time for those kind of things. The others were priests from this, priests from that, with their cassocks and robe. And we finished the ceremony and they began to serve us. They served malt drink. I saw sadness on the face of the priest. I didn't understand why they were sad. And one of them who was bold called somebody, one girl. So come to the back. Say, you know what? I want stout, but remove the label. You are bringing it here. Do you understand? They say, yes, sir. When that one did his own, the others too did. It was time for me to get up. Sorry, I can't stand here where you are now. And they abused me very well. It's a fanatic. So the people spoiling everything. As I'm talking to you now, none of those priests are alive. I'm still alive. Any place you go, and God's angels will not go with you, or they walk out, is Delilah's slap. You went to greet a friend. When you approach the sitting room, the first picture you see is a naked woman. You have no business staying 1 second there. It's time for you to go out. The longer you stay, the more the anointed you become, and you may lose your virtues. What is Delilah's slap? Any business that makes you a double child of hellfire. Any business that makes you a double child of hellfire. There are some businesses Christians should be very careful with. Any business that you cannot perform without telling lies and lies and lies every day, you are supposed to leave it alone and go and look for something else. Because that thing you are accumulating with lies will evaporate one day. What is Delilah slap? Delilah slap is any discussion that pollutes your mind. Discussions that pollute your mind. Discussion that brings images of lust, images of immorality, images of terrible things into your heart. What is Delilah's slap? It's anything that agitates lust in your mind. It agitates lust in your body. It is Delilah's slap. What is Delilah's slap? Delilah's slap is anything that makes you to lose the focus of heaven. You are called to run, but you lost focus. The Bible says, having all these promises, beloved, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Anything that makes you to lose focus on that race, Delilah's slap. What is Delilah's slap? Any activity that you will be thoroughly embarrassed if it is displayed to all of us here openly. Any activity that will be highly embarrassed. If all of a sudden we decide to make a film show here and everybody is seeing that activity. Listen and listen to me well. The Bible says there is nothing under the heavens that is hid from the face of the Lord. If you think that you can do something that the Almighty does not see, you are a great fool. While I was in the Methodist Bus High School in those days, there was a supermarket at Lagos called Kingsway Supermarket. It was a modern supermarket in those days with all kinds of modern things. One day I went there and I came out
As I came out, a white man came out with a basket. All of a sudden, the security forces at Kingsway supermarket, they just followed the white man to his car. I said, excuse me, sir, can we have the receipt for this one and that one? He didn't have. The white man stole them. He was arrested there. How did they find out? They were watching the camera. There's a camera watching everybody that comes. So once you take things you do not pay for, they will know. So if human brain can design that kind of camera, they'll be able to tell what others have done. How much more the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? The Bible says, a time will come. What you do under the bed in your room shall be proclaimed on housetops. This then we will know. Those who are polluting our church, those who are de-anointing this place, those who are not serious here, the secret shall be made known. What is Delilah's lap? Is anything that allow sleep to replace your prayers. It may be heavy meals at night. It may be watching and watching and watching all kinds of films till daybreak. It may be television. It may be friends you chat and chat and chat and chat with deep into the night so you cannot pray. It is Delilah's lap. What is Delilah's lap? Anything you eat or consume that confuses your senses. Anything you put inside your body and your body starts to behave strangely and you cannot really master yourself again. It is Delilah's lap. There are prophets amongst us tonight who are no longer prophets. There are prophetesses amongst us tonight who have been deprophetized. There are apostles among us who, because of Delilah's life, have been deapostled. It will be a good thing tonight if you cry to the Lord to recover your old fire. What is Delilah's life? Delilah's life is the spirit of whoredom. That is immorality in all its entirety. Immorality masterminded by witches, wizards, water spirits, familiar spirits. It is lust of the eyes. It is seduction. It is pornographic pictures. This, yes, Delilah's lap. It is seeing a city of naked people in your dream. It is you imagine everybody naked with an X-ray eye. It is having sex in the dream. It is reading immoral books. It is watching immoral films and movies. It is thinking lust in your heart. It is Jezebelian dresses, Jezebelian attires. All this is Delilah's lap. People sew clothes in such a way to cause lust in the heart of people. It is all Delilah's agenda. When this is in operation, when the person's head is already on Delilah's lap, it is preparation for babbing operation. Preparation for witchcraft babbing. My heart goes out to people here tonight who have already been babbed by witchcraft babbers. You need to cry out like Samson that your shaving here must grow again and that your old fire must come back. But once the head is on Delilah's lap, the first thing that dies very quickly is your prayer life. Very quickly, that one dies. As you be praying the prayer, half of the time you are sleeping, or you cannot concentrate. You can't pray for long. Your prayer stamina comes out. And anytime you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, have you forgot the man you were licking his penis? Father, in the name of you, with which mouth? Father, in the name of Jesus, have you forgotten the woman, the age of your mother you were sleeping with? And you can't pray again. Your story becomes the story of that my pastor friend many years ago, who committed fornication with a woman, and he was given invitation to go and minister in the church, and his topic, that fornication was that. And he got to the pulpit. As he finished his opening prayer, the person at the front, the person he committed fornication with, his lips began to shake. Anytime he wanted to mention the word fornication and the woman looks up, he will mention David or Goliath or something like that. The prayer life dies. Difficult to pray. The next thing you lose very quickly is your Bible study life. That one too goes. You carry the Bible, it doesn't make sense. You carry the Bible, there is no fire. You carry the Bible, you don't gain anything. The third thing that dies is your anointing. No power again. Person is now weak at that moment. All the forces that ran away from you before, all the household wickedness that say, this man has become fire. They now pick up their telephone. Darling demon 001, come here, our friend is weak now. Darling demon 002, come now, our friend is weak now. All the demons that you have thrown away, they now come back and finish off the person. When a person's head is on Delilah's lap, you lose your family. That one too just goes. No respect for the woman at home anymore. Any small thing that the woman does, say, you smelling idiot, get out of here. Because his head is already on Delilah's lap. This evening, do some serious thinking. Are you toying with your salvation? Are you playing with what Jesus came to die for? Do you think Jesus will suffer and suffer and suffer on the cross like that to set you free? And then you are just toying with the salvation. Do you think that Jesus will come so that you can die in a dead church simply because your father gave birth to you in that dead church? Do you think that Jesus came so that they can make you chairlady of this, chairman of that in your church? You are the chairman of this, chairman of that? Do you think that Jesus came to die so that he can give you a pastor, a profession? No, it's a more serious matter. And so tonight, there are some serious prayers to pray for those who can think deeply. And for those who are here, and already the old fire has gone. The first love has disappeared. In the olden days, you see heavenly visions. You don't see it anymore. As a young lady before you married, angels used to talk to you. Now it's demons that are sleeping with you. When you began your ministry, you prophesy with fire. But now, you can't even prophesy again. When you started singing, your singing brings salvation, brings life. But now it doesn't move any cockroach. You need to cry to heaven. And perhaps your ear has been barbed. Then you really need to pray hard. They brought a boy here 2 years back, University of Lagos. He finished sleeping with a girl in this campus. The girl said, let me quickly go to the toilet. The girl went to the toilet. Something told the boy, go and look at this girl. Go look at this girl. By the time he would get there, what he found was a girl trying to gather his sperm into a container. And the small container was with her. He started struggling with her for it. Where are you taking it to? Where are you taking it to? Where are you taking it to? He said, all of a sudden, a giant man appeared in that toilet with the eye like fire and said, get back into that sitting room and leave my daughter alone, or I kill you here. He said, he ran back. He didn't take his trouser before running out of the place. And from that day, no peace. Go and locate the girl. He couldn't find her anymore. Rise up on your feet, blood. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. We're not here to play tonight. We're here for serious matter. Serious matter. Do you know that there are some women, their father used to sleep with them? Do you know that there are some brothers, they sleep with their mothers? Do you know? Do you know that there are some brothers, they sleep with the second wife of their father, the third wife, the fourth wife, the junior wife of their fathers? They are all Delilah's lap. And that's where we're going to start the serious prayers of tonight. All eyes closed. In case you are here this evening and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, if these prayers will not give you any result until you do so, just raise up your right hand where you are. And so what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. To say that short prayer with me, just come to the front. Immediately we close the service. Everybody will pray this prayer. Please, don't joke with this prayer. As we pray this prayer, if you know, nobody is convincing you, know that you have made mistakes in the past, and you know that it's witchcraft, Baba, they've barbed you, and your old fire has disappeared, find a way to the altar and cry to the Lord the way you have never cried before. This is not a time to be joking. stand for serious matter. Everybody will shout this prayer loud and clear. Make sure that your voice roars like thunder. Negative powers troubling my life through any relationship. Can I hear you shouting this? There is somebody who needs to shout this loud and clear. Those of you at the front, cry out like fire. In the name of Jesus. Bosanta Kaya Bosanta. Jesus is here. His power has the ability to set the captives free. Maseta Kaya Bosendera Basanta. Mahata Sata. Open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, the Holy Spirit said, there are some people who are supposed to join them at the altar here. Because of shyness, they are still standing on their seat. Well, don't blame me. I've obeyed my own instruction. So if you are here, you know that they are supposed to be on the altar here. Better join them quickly before the angels depart. A relationship you've had in the past has removed your fire. And you no longer experience the fire of God the way you used to experience it. Find a way to this altar and bear your deeds now. Stop deceiving yourself. Whoever is looking at you does not matter now. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder again. Witchcraft, Baba! Release my glory! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth! Something positive must happen in your life tonight. Masente kete ya boshente. Badiribo soponde ke ya boshanta. Aha, aha, aha. Yes. Enough is enough. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Fire! Open your mouth and begin to recover it. Recover the lost fire. I recover my lost fire. Recover it. Recover it. Recover it. Recover it. Recover it. Recover it. Recover. 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 Mashika sempe lakaya boshanta. Deriba pia likatanda raba. Aha, aha. Yes. 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 Somebody have that sister over there. Makatesa, the one in black. Masente kaya boshente raba. Aha. Recover your lost fire by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Ouch. Yes. Let the plantation of darkness depart from your body, from your soul, from your spirit. The plantation of darkness. Out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I commit your children here unto your holy hands. Makapota lika dekanderaba. Deribosepia likata. By the power in the blood of Jesus, anything that has entered into anybody's life through any sexual relationship that is negative and through the activity of witchcraft babas, I command those things to depart now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Beginning from tonight, the fire the enemy has stolen from you, recover it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat now. That's right. Something is still happening to somebody over there. That's right. Aha, let her go. Enough is enough. Let her go. Masekatendaya boshenderaba. Bakara, sit down on the chair. Mase kapola kaya boko shendera basanta. Aha, aha, aha. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, we enter into a serious arena in this prayer. Pray for yourself. This prayer is curative and preventive. Any power pushing my head to the lap of Delilah, you are a liar. Death. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Very good. Now pray the second one like this. Arrows of hellfire in my body. Death. In the name of Jesus. Louder, 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 louder. But take a test up here. Ribalak upon the counter. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.